Well, this is Glenn Kaiser. It's been a long time since I've done a podcast, and the thought struck me this morning as I'm on the way to an appointment closer to downtown Chicago that so many people, in some cases like the ones I saw last night in Cook County Jail, are in crisis. And an awful lot of people come not just to some, you know, quick fix, bail me out thing, but a real and true relationship of faith in God through the Lord Jesus Christ in times of crisis. But it would be wrong to say or to believe that God is only good for times of, you know, serious distress or crisis. You find out you have cancer, you lose a loved one, a family member, a dear friend in a horrible accident. I mean, any number of things can happen that invade our lives like a shock. And yeah, an awful lot of people begin to finally call out to God because they realize that, you know, all the dope, all the money, all the sex, the financial security, the job advancement, you know, the high position in life that they've been in for maybe years, all that stuff doesn't cry with you, doesn't embrace you. And even friends fail. I mean, they do. And the other deal is that, of course, God, as I was sharing with the inmates last night, God doesn't simply show up in our times of crisis. He says, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. He's present. Jesus Christ, the scriptures tell us from the book of Hebrews, is the same yesterday, today, and forever. God says, I am the Lord and I change not. And I was also in conversation with somebody earlier in the day yesterday that in my first 18 years of life, when I was involved in, you know, every sort of addiction and constant, what sometimes Christians call besetting sins, you know, ongoing battles. And I, by the way, I still have ongoing battles. I'm not literally flawless, sinless. Trust me. Anyway, I was just saying, nobody would have ever used the term stable or the term stability who knew me, because I was anything but stable. And then, of course, the book of James says that a double-minded person is unstable in all their ways. They're like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. So, yeah, when I finally broke down and surrendered to Jesus, by the way, that was a good 9 months after I'd come to saving faith, it was through a lot of crisis. And crises do move us often to prayer and to reaching up and out of ourselves. If there's a God, and I'm personally thoroughly convinced there is, that's a whole nother long story, then knowing him and asking for his help, and then, of course, Jesus talks about the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, the Counselor. The Scriptures talk about in the book of Psalms that God is a very present help, not just around there somewhere in the ether out in space, but a very present help in trouble. Okay, what about when you're not in crisis? I find, and I found throughout most of my life, which is at present 66 years in this zipping around the sun on this planet, that God is faithful and near and dependable when I'm not in crisis. And most of my life now, most of it, the greater portion by far, I mean, 90%? I've not been in crisis. And I find that in those times of peace, I wrote a song years ago that I sometimes still do in concert, called In the Ocean of His Love. You know, in the peace between the stillness, when quiet is the sound. I remember not believing, yet the joy that now abounds. That sense of the presence of God, the nearness of the Lord in my life, it's hard sometimes to put into human language, in our case English, what the presence of God is like. Obviously, it goes deeper than feelings, emotion, feeling the warm fuzzies, you know, endorphins going off, the nice warm rush down your neck, da-da-da, you know. Whether there's music or as I said, as the lyric goes, in the peace between the stillness, when it's dead calm, dead quiet, I find the presence of God because He is, and He's real. Now, you got to know, today, for example, I'm now driving down the street on the way to this appointment. So you're going to hear background noise of cars and this and that. I mean, I see people running, trying to make it to their bus stop or to the L, to the train. I see people slowly walking, just now passing a lady with a baby stroller and a little child. You know, people are moving along slowly, peacefully. They're not in crisis. And there are people that are freaking out. They're going through all kinds of personal struggles and problems. For a lot of people, well, it's just another mundane day, you know. God is present, whether these folks know it or not, whether they want to know it and want to know Him or not. And I just want to say that Jesus is as dependable when we're not in crisis as when we are. This does not mean everything's going to go the way I want it to go, or that you want it to go today or tomorrow or the next day. Came home last night from the jail after an incredible evening, maybe one of the best that I've experienced in going down and bringing music and sharing my story and the story of Jesus. And people were so receptive. I mean, really over the top. It was on the night, the officers allowed, and apparently a whole lot of folks wanted to come down. So it was a much larger group than I'm used to seeing, regardless of the division that I'm in, down in at Cook County Jail in Chicago. I get home, and my wife has an incredible dinner waiting, a very late supper for me. And Wendy can cook. Oh, my goodness. So I'm munching away, and it was so good. And I was thanking her and telling her how great it was. And then she goes, honey, I'm just saying, I'm sorry, but the grease trap here on second floor is, I had to pour, you know, scalding water down the sink. It's backing up, you know, and I'm like, oh man, grease trap. Here we go. You know, I'm like, is there nobody else on the floor that can pitch in and do this? I'm like, I immediately, Lord, you got to give me grace. I got a big old honking recliner to move for my grandson today, help him out. You know, there's some good old-fashioned grunt work to be done. I've got a number of appointments today, tomorrow, and the next day. And I'm trying to get back in the studio to continue to work on an album project I've been on, you know, recording here for several months. And just, you know, it's a song here, a song there. It's just all these other things. Life goes on, right? We got stuff going on. We got work to do. And it's just one of those things where you realize you need the Lord. I do. I know I do. So, yeah, there was a momentary crisis. But, you know, crisis? What? These are cleaning grease traps and hauling recliners up and down in an apartment building. Those are first world problems. There are people in severe need. Thinking about that Joe Walsh tune, you know, I can't complain, but sometimes I still do. I'm like, Lord, please help me. Please give me grace. Help me to be at peace in my mind and, you know, plug in and do the things that I need to do I'm taking one of my grandsons and a friend up to the Department of Motor Vehicles to get their temporary license, and I'm like, okay, I got that going and that going and that. Oh, go ahead. There we go. Excuse me. Somebody decided to jump out in front of me there in their car, and let them go. So that peace that passes understanding, it even happens when you're doing a podcast and driving down to an appointment, and it looks like I'm not going to be late for it. That's nice. If I was, the world wouldn't end. If it does end, I know who loves me, and I know who I'm going to hang out with for eternity, and hopefully I'll see you there too. So there you go. He's the God of crisis. He's the God of peace. He's the God of the everyday. And the perspective in your own head and heart, deep in your spirit, either it's one of faith and relationship, or it isn't. And either you're in that relationship with God through Jesus, or you're not. And he said, nobody comes to God the Father except through me. And he's right. He is the way. He says he is the way, the truth, and the life. And I'm saying, by my own experience, and even the one I'm presently having, as I'm buzzing along in early morning Chicago, and then the thought strikes me, rush hour. Why do they call it rush hour in the afternoon? Nobody's moving hardly, you know. It is what it is, right? Life is what it is. But at the end of the day, and at the gut core of it all, life is the Lord Jesus. And in relationship to him, well, I can do all things through Christ who gives me this strength. And whether that's in or outside of just the everyday, man, I find no fault in him, and I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful that I can be in relationship with him. I hope you are. And if you've taken this much time to listen, we're now at 12 minutes and 30 seconds. So I'm going to say thanks again for listening. And may you experience the love and the grace of God. He loves you. Thanks. Glenn Kaiser here saying goodbye for now.